Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Menachot Daf Hey, and we're starting out on the Amud, on the first line. It's a continuation of yesterday's sugya, where we had a couple of questions. All right, on yesterday's sugya, anyone remember where we were up to exactly? What was going on here? Right, so it's like this: V'ha olah, the third last line of the Amud of Bet. Just V'ha olah v'shlam ibn Nazir amachshim ninu. Actually, we wanted to say there that the question was we're trying to make a distinction between mechaprim and machshirin. Right, those that are mechaper, those that are machshir, which you bring after the tiramig after the avodah. He said we got a case over here: shlamim and olah of a Nazir amachshim ninu. That and nonetheless they come after the Nazir dies. And Rabbi Bachi Kamer Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lo matzinu hechsher kavua. That's what we made a distinction then. Only hechsher kavua. And a nazir, because we saw that a nazir could be yotzei lechatchila, even, or b'dieved, let's say. B'dieved, if you only brought one of his korban, it would still be good. Therefore, the asham is not, the olam lechatchila, or not necessarily kvoim, because they don't necessarily have to be there. Right? We're about another kasha, it's said like this. Maitim asham metzora, shenishchat shelo lishmo, o shelo nitan midamo agave behonot, but they got a kasha because now we want to say that these things don't work, right? Remember, we had Rav. Everything here is aimed at Rav. All these kushiyot here are aimed at Rav, and Rav was the one who said at the bottom of Daf Amud Aleph, right? He said like this: Amar Rav, menachot minchat omer shekamsa shelo lishma psula. Right? That was it. Rav wanted to say they're all pasu if they aren't done lishma. Here we brought a kash, which is like this: Asham etzora shenishchat shlo lishma. The shchita wasn't done shlo lishma, or shlo nitan midamo agave behonot. Right? Or that it wasn't done properly with the metzora. You know, you got to put the blood on his fingers and his thumbs, etc., and his toes. According to Rav, it should be shelo lishma, wasn't done properly, it should be pasul. But what do we see in the end? The brother says no. It goes into the mizbeach. How can it be? According to Rav, it should be pasul. V'taun nesachim, and you need the sachim, a proper korban. However, tzarich asham achedach, sure, exactly like how Mishnah said. In Zvachim, right? It says kosher, but it doesn't lo yatsu lebalim. So Gemara says, tiyuvta de Rav, and the Shita adds in there tiyuvta. Basically, we see that we've got a property yufta, we dispute Rav, and actually we should have ended off yesterday. Okay, now we have Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right? Rabbi Lakish over here, Amar, minchata omer shekamtsa shlo lishma kesheira. This is a second opinion here, which is cholek on Rav. So we ended off now with Rav, tiyufta to Rav. Remember, we had again, like I said a second ago, on Daf Amud Aleph, we had over here, Rav said, minchata omer shekamtsa shlo lishma, if you did this kmitza of the minchata omer, I think I'm pronouncing it, minchata omer shekematza, probably. How's it punctuated? Anybody see how it's punctuated? Shekematza, right? I'm imagining. Minchata omer shekematza, right? Like I said, all right, that's it. So basically, what Rav telling us over here, if you got this minchata omer and you don't do the kemitza properly, shlo lishma, it's pasul. Right? Why? Because it came to latir and loitir, we already disproved Rav. Now Reish Lakish steps into the picture, so like this. Minchata omer shekematza shelo lishma ksheira. He says exact opposite of Rav. Rav says pasul, he says kosher. Right? However, we're going to see now, it's going to go up in order. Okay, we had Rav, then Reish Lakish, and then, why did I think there was a third opinion Rabbi over here? Huh?
Rabbi.
Is Rabbi also in the picture? Where's that? Why can't I see that now? How far down is that? Oh, tavlan, but I remember that, but I can't seem to see it though. Where is Rava? That's why I said there's a third opinion. I'm even almost sure that I marked it. Here we are. Where is the Rava? Here we are. Amud Bet. Just look quickly for a second. Look quickly. Go to Amud Bet. Okay, forget about the tavla, man. Go to Amud Bet. Go to Amud Bet there. You see it says a Tosfot. Can you see the Tosfot there? Look to the left of into the Gemara now, the one line down. Verava Amar Minchat Omer Shekimtsa Shlo Nishma Kshayra VeShireya Nechalin VeEin Tzichu Bichal Omer Achet LaTira. Okay, so Rava says it's completely kosher. Rava says it's completely asur pasul, and Rav and Reish Lakish in the middle says Minchat Omer Shekimtsa Shlo Nishma Kshayra VeShireya Ein Nechalin Ad Shtevi Minchat Omer Achet VeTireda. Okay, so we've got three opinions over here. We've got Rav says completely pasul, throw it away. We've got Rav who says completely kosher, you can eat it. You don't need anything else to help you. And we're busy now with the middle opinion of Reish Lakish that says Minchat Omer Shelo Yishma Kesheira Haeva Shireya Eina Nechalin Ad Shetavi Minchat Omer Acheret Vatitarena. Now what's going on over here? We bring him in. Look, listen for a second. What's happening here? We bring him in Minchat Omer. What's the idea of Minchat HaOmer? Minchat HaOmer is Lahatir et HaChadash. Right? Now the Minchat HaOmer itself is Chadash. You've got to follow me, this is important. The Minchat HaOmer itself is Chadash. Right? When do we, and what do we eat? We do kmitza for a part of that Minchat HaOmer, and the remaining part is eaten. Now what enables us to eat the remaining part? The Korban Mincha itself, the Kemitza. With me? So now if the Korban itself is Pasul, it makes sense, according to Reish Lakish, that you can't eat the Shirayim, because the Korban Mincha, which was meant to Matir, the Chadash, didn't work. And the Shirayim themselves, the remnants of the Korban, the balance, is Shirai, is Chadash.
He says it's Shira.
No. The korban is kosher, aval eina ne'echalin ad shetavi minchat omer acheret. The korban goes on the mizbeach, as opposed to Rav, who says it's pasul. But you can't eat anything from the korban, because the korban itself was kosher for on the mizbeach, but it wasn't a minchat omer. So you got to bring another minchat omer to enable you to eat the chadash. You with it? Israel. Okay? So that's what's happening over here. So you've got to bring another Korban Mincha, and then you can keep the Shirayim there. It's not Pasul like Rav says, it's Asur, chuck it away. We bring the Korban on his back, but you can't eat anything to bring another Korban Omer to now matir that. Okay? Remember that, because when we get to Rava, so it's wild. Because according to Rava, if it was, I need a tissue somewhere, please. If it was wild, then how do we eat it? Okay, we'll see that in a second. So that is Reish Lakish. Okay. So now the Gemara said like this. The Chayvan, thank you very much. Let's just stop recording it. Alright, so now the Gemara carries on. Now we've got a bit of a change in the gears there. We're going to read our own version of the gears. So the Gemara stuck with the Chayvan. The Mishnah Shas adds the Chayvan. And since Shireya, Sheshireya Ein Ne'echalin Ad Shetavim L'chato Merachet. Now since the Shirayim can't be eaten, we read another Korban. Mikra v'hechi kirva. How do you do the korban? What's our problem with bringing the korban? Because we've got a limit. There's a new halachia which we never learned before. There's a limit on what you can bring as a korban. It turns out that you can only bring something for a korban if you can eat it. If something isn't edible, then it can't be brought as a korban. Now, intuitively, it makes sense. Because a treifer, for example, we'll see later on, is asur to eat, can't bring it as a korban. Any meat that's pasul, for whatever that's tamay, you can't eat it, or it's a kohanim can't eat it, can't bring it as a korban. So we understand the notion, but the halacha we haven't actually learned before. The other Gemara says, so how can you bring it as a korban? The kemitza itself, because the kemitza was also chadash, and it couldn't be eaten until there was a minchat haomer. And now this Minchat HaOmer is not a kosher Minchat HaOmer. So it's if there wasn't a Minchat HaOmer. So how can you even bring the kmitza? Question clear? Right. And how do we know that? Because we've got a... Because it says, Mimishke Yisrael. Look at the Pasuk over here. Pasuk says, V'seachat minatzor min amatai mimashke Yisrael. You can, mimashke, in other words, what Israel could drink. The drinking here means drinking and eating. Right? And Rashi says, Pasuk hu b'yecheskel b'korbanot. Min hamutar li Yisrael. That's the kavona. Mishkel Yisrael means if you could drink it, it has to be Mutar Yisrael. And this kmitzah is not Mutar Yisrael. So Amrav Adabar Ava comes in amazing chidushia, which I'm not even sure I understand. Right? Says Adabar Ava, what's going on over here? We see from this Kesava Reish Lakish, because Lakish said you can't bring the mincha, right? Ein mechusar zman levo bayom. What does it mean? Ein mechusar zman levo bayom. How did that translate in English there, by the way?
An offering is not considered one whose time has not yet arrived if it is to be brought on that day.
Okay, listen to how difficult that translation was. An offering is not considered one whose time has not yet arrived.
In other words, an offering whose suitability for sacrifice depends on a particular time of day is already considered fit for sacrifice from the beginning of the day.
Exactly. Right. So what's saying over here? Reish Lakish is as follows. What's the chidush? The Mincha Ta'omer was meant to be brought on the 16th of Nisan. Already on the 16th of Nisan in the morning, it's kosher. Even though we haven't brought the Omer yet. Because it says, if we brought the Omer. You with me? Josh?
Is that mean any time of
time? Now we're going to see that in a second. Yeah. So that's Reish Lakish's chidush. That because it's going to be brought today, when I wake up in the morning, it's if it's already been brought. And now if that's correct, then anything which is particular for a day is if it happened or if it happened. You're going to see implications in a second. If you're meant to do something in a particular order and you change the order, big deal. We say, so what? It was meant to be done. It's already been done. I haven't done it yet, but it's if I did it. So if I did it in the wrong order, it's if I already did it before already, so I did it in the right order. It's just like, it's a wild combination, this which has got unending implications. We'll see that in a second. So that's the chidush here of Rav Anna bar Ava. Ein mechus hazman levo bayom. Now the Gemara's got a problem with that. How can that be? So the Gemara starts asking questions on that. Mati Rav Anna bar Rav Yitzchak. This is not Rav Anna bar Ava. It's not Rav Anna was a common name in those days, right? Because Rav Anna bar Yitzchak, Rav Anna bar Ava, Rav Anna bar Ava, all these others. Right? So Anna is a guy who couldn't say Ava.
The Ada
Ada. Yes, the Ada Ada. Right? So Rav Anna bar Ada Ada. Right? So Amar Anna bar Ava. Kesavar Reish Lakish. It's a matter of Rav Anna bar Rav Yitzchak. Yesh be'ofot she'ein be'menachon. He says there must be a chidush over here. He says when it comes to ofot, right, to bird offerings and mincha offerings, there's some halachas which are unique to ofot and some halachas which are unique to menachot. And there's some dinim which are specific there and don't exist there, and some which exist there and don't exist there. He says like this: Yesh bo ofot shein menachot. Wait, give us an example. Yesh bo menachot shein bo ofot, and yesh bo ofot. That's it. He starts like this: Yesh bo ofot. What is special in your ofot? She ofot ba'in benidvat shnayim. When you bring birds, you bring them in twos. Look at Rashi. Perek menachot v'nesachim. Rabbi Yomei lochon nidrehem nidvotehem asher yakrivu akol ba'in b'shutfut chutz min amincha. We learned this last night, by the way. Remember he said that mincha is called nefesh? Right? He says here, when it comes to bird offerings, you can bring them as partners. In a mincha, you can't bring it as partners. Also, he says like this, so yesh ba'ofot she'ofot ba'in b'nidvat shnayim. Two people can bring a partnership offering. Umechusarei kapara. Right? What does it mean, umechusarei kapara? Look at Rashi. Kulan mevin ofot lachshiran bekotchim, zav vezava v'ered motzora. Even if you are a mechusar kapara, you haven't yet done the kapara, you can bring your korban. Now this is a little crazy, obviously, because if you couldn't bring your korban, you can never ever be shalem kapara, right? But yeah, it says it's a chidush avia that if you, even though you mechusar kapara, you can still bring these bird offerings. V'hutru miklal isuran b'kodesh. What does that mean, v'hutru misuran? And there's certain heterim here, which are unique to the bird. Now we know, for example, the classics are melika, right? Melika, if you do melika with your finger, and you kill a bird in your house, it's pasul, it's treif, if you ruin the neck, right? Nonetheless, when a bird offering the melika kasha, right? Look at Rashi there. Lehedot, the melika asura b'cholin, ukshar b'kotchim. So we see that bird offering has got a unique element. Mashe ein kain b'menachot. These three sortories are here. Mechusa kapara, right? If you haven't done kapara, you can't bring all that, because you let it, a metzora can, I don't know, it's a bit complicated. Okay? V'yesh b'menachot, and he says there are b'menachot, certain elements of menachot. Sheha menachot t'unot kli. You have to have a kli in the mincha. You make the mincha and the kli. That's what we were saying last night, Arya, we were arguing there with him, but you have to have a kli. V'tnufa, and it has to be waved around. There's no waving of bird offerings. There are wavings of shlamim, of the shock, etc., etc., but not in the bird offering. v'hagasha, and have to be served to the mizbeach. V'yeshnan b'tzibur k'beyachid, and they are the same, applies to the tzibur and the yachid, masha'en kain be'ofot. These three halachos that apply to ofot. Now, v'im ita, remember, whenever we say v'im ita, it's a kasha here on Rav Ada, who's telling us that Rav Lakish says that ein mechusas man levo b'yom. Remember that? Right? Josh, stop making that. It's bothering me, please. Oh. Right. So it says, V'im ita, right? I'll let you bring me eggs as well, then we can eat together.
You want to bring eggs for everyone,
I'm saying, right. V'im ita, well, just take them on the plate. Put them on the plate. But that package, sorry about that, but that package rumpling is, I'm sorry. But it's my fault, not yours. But anyway. Right, V'im ita. And if he's right, right, to have added with regards to Mechusas man, then b'menachot nami mishkachet la dehutru miklal isruan b'kodesh. Then we should find that this case over here, right, should b'menachot nami mishkachet lehu dehutru miklal isruan b'kodesh. We find a case over here that with regards to the mincha, we're seeing that an asur situation is also allowed b'kodesh. Because why? Because the kemitza, if it was outside the Beit HaMikdash, it's part of Chadash, it's new produce, you can't eat it, and it's inedible, but we see that even though it's inedible, it's allowed to go on the Mizbeach. So it's almost like Melika, where the bird will be trafe outside the Mizbeach, outside the Mishkan, but it's kosher inside the Mishkan. And we say that that's unique to birds, this concept of being having an exclusion from an Isur outside, when once it's inside the Mizbeach. Is that clear? Clear? Josh? Right? Okay. Umar Nihu. So he says like this. And what would this case be? Mincha Ta'omer. And that would be our case. The Mincha Ta'omer would be that example, like I just explained now, that it would be mutar in the Beit HaMikdash, even though it's asur outside, it would be exactly the same as a bird offering on Melika. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good kashya. Why? Kevin de ein mechusas man lavo bayom lav isuruhu. Now, what's crazy here, this is like circular reference, because we're saying that the chiddush of Rav Ada of lav mechusas yom bo bayom, lav mechusas man vo bayom, right? So we're saying, why isn't it considered an isur? Because there's no mechusas man. Because in the morning it was really mutar. So therefore, it's not like melika, which would be asur outside. This is mutar. Because bo bayom was already mutar. Because there's no mechusas man. So it's as if that kemitza was already as if it had been mat, it was mutar. So therefore, the mincha ta'omer, we don't actually need the korban. The fact that the day was for the korban, as if the korban took place. As if it really was a korban, it's mutar. With me? It's not easy, eh? I mean, I think it's quite difficult to understand. But that's his answer. Okay. So he says, therefore, it isn't. So the Gemara goes again. Another kashya on Rav Sheshet. Another kashya. Because we're still not happy. So much Rav Sheshet. Wait a second. Higdim matan shemen le matan dam. Right? So now we've got a situation over here where the metzora, right? We've got it. He brings, there's the blood and the oil. We sprinkle on him and we put the blood in his toes, etc. So now he give matan shemen and matan dam. The oil comes before the blood. Now the blood should be done first before the oil. What does the brighter say? Yemalenu. Rashi says yemalenu lelug. You know what? Go back a second. Matan shemen and matzora. The previous Rashi. Matan dam tzrich lakdim. The blood should come first. Kamo shamur binyan al makom dam haasham yiten hashemen. Right? Because where you put the blood, there you put the oil. So the blood should come first. You know where to put the oil. Now, if you put the oil first, what does he say here? Yemalenu lelug. You fill up the oil again back to a lug. Ve'yachzor ve'yiten shemen acher. Do the blood and then bring oil again. So you did the oil on the mitzorah. He said, now fill up that kli again to a proper lug. Do the blood, right? And now do the shemen again. Because you want the shemen in the right order. So it appears here that order is important. But if we say ein mechusas man, time doesn't make a difference. When something's going to be done on that day, what do we care about the order? It's as if it was done already, right? It's crazy, right? And then the brother says again, matan dam. If you did dam, right? matan bohonot le matan sheva. In other words, if you did the blood first on his thumbs before you sprinkled on the parochet, meant you sprinkled on the parochet again. Yemalenu shemen v'yachzov yitem matan bohonot achar matan sheva. The wrong order. He meant you first do it on the parochet, then on his fingers, on his thumbs. Do the other way around again. In other words, redo the order. The Gemara says again, v'yamart ein mechus hazman levo vayom. You can tell me that makes a difference. The things to be done on their day. The order as if it was done already. Am I yachzor v'yitein? My avad avad. Why are you redoing it? It's done, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, no. Sha'ani here, when it comes with regards to the mitzvah, to the minchat menachot, he said no, it's already kosher. With regard to mitzvah, he gives a different reason. He says, you know what? You might be right, but we've got a proper problem over here, because he says, yeah, when it comes to hilchot mitzvah, dechtive behu havaya. And there's a havaya. I mean, we've seen this word havaya props up all the time, right? Havaya means that it has to be done in its proper way. He says the amar hakatu, because the pasuk says zot tihye torata mitzvah. It says zot tihye, right? That tihye is havaya, right? Tihye b'havaya tatehe. It was in the way that the pasuk says. It's almost like a chidush in the pasuk that here we can't change the rules. When it comes to mitzvah, it says tihye. Tihye means exactly in the order that the Torah is laying it out for you. So even though you might be right, and mechus hazman levo bayom, we've got a pasuk that says tihye, it doesn't apply over here. It'll be interesting because we've got zot tihye, if we had a pasuk that said zot tihye hamincha, if there was anything like it in the zot tihye minchat haomer, it would wipe us out. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a third kasha. So now, Mativ Rav Papa. Rav Papa is the one who just solved the answer of Rav Sheshet, right? Rav Papa has his own kasha. He says like this. Mativ Rav Papa, Higdim chatat ol ashamo. Again, you talk about a mitzora, right? Yes, we're going to chatat in an asham. And the asham comes before the chatat. So now what happens? Because what's going on over here? With the chatat, you meant to bring the chatat and then take the blood of the chatat and sprinkle on the blood of the chatat. Remember, we've seen before. Remember, we learned at the very beginning of Zvachim, and we even saw those kalim. The kli that is used to receive the blood hasn't got a base. Do you remember? You can't leave it standing. It's got like a V shape with like a cone. And what was the reason? Because the blood would congeal. So if you would just take it, if it was a kli that had like a cup, and I put it down, I'd forget about it, the blood would congeal. We need to be turning the blood all the time. That's called mamares, right? We've got to be turning the blood all the time, right? And to make sure the blood doesn't congeal, so we can take it and go and do all the avoda of the blood. Now, what's going on over here? You did the chatat before the asham. And now we've got a problem, because the blood is now, we've got to do the chatat, we've now got to go and do the asham, then we're going to take the blood and do the whole story. But in the meantime, we've done the chatat already, and we can't throw the blood until we've done the asham. That's why the asham should have come first, and then we could do the chatat and then straight go into the blood. So what's the bright to tell us from Papa's kasha? He says like this. In a case where higdim chatato la'ashamo, lo yihye acher memareis bedama. We don't say in the meantime, you know what? I've done the chatat, and now I'm going to go and do the asham. So you know what, Michael, do me a favor. You keep turning my blood for me so it doesn't congeal. No, too late. You don't do that, give it to anybody else. Ela te'uvar tsurato v'teitze lebeit hasreifa. What happens over here? Look at Rashi. Lo yadam acher memares badam. Okay. Shelo yikrosh kesheyaze midam asham. So that it wouldn't congeal while you're busy with the blood of the ada of the asham, because you've got to go and sprinkle the blood, etc., on the parochet and on him, etc., etc. But what do you do? To ubar tzurato. Now, to ubar tzurato is almost like a kinui. It's like not a euphemism. Robert likely when I use it for bad. It's like when we say to ubar tzurato, it's a code for something else. What does it mean over here? Right? Tanichena ad lemachar. Leave the blood till tomorrow. And then tipasel belina, it becomes pasul because it was left overnight, right? V'teubar mar'e lichluchit basar hemena, right? And now, the moisture, the meat of the korban is going to become going to become all dry. Mishum bizayon kochim. The cause much lo nifslu belina eni shafin elim kain psulo begufo. Rashi says, therefore, so what do you do over here? This whole korban chatat is now basically going to become pasul. We're going to let the blood congeal. The blood, we're going to not deal with the korban. It's going to dry out. And now we can burn it. Because Rashi tells us that when it comes to kochim, until it becomes pasul, right, belina, we can't burn it unless it became possible good for me to go can tame. Now we can't just leave we can't take kochim now and say this is possible burn it. So we've got to create a psul in the kochim. And we can't, and there's no psul because it's not tame. And you can't metame something kavona. So you leave it overnight and it becomes possible belina. And now you can go and burn it. Whereas we burn this korban, burn the blood, we burn the korban, we chuck it all out. So the Gemara's question is, I don't understand. You did the chatat before the ola. Before the Asham, what's the big deal? Like we said, Vaha Ita, and if Reish Lakish is right, right, to Mike, so the Gemara says, hold on a second, before we go into actual Kashi over here, what's your Papa's question? Why is your Papa asking, is your Papa motif? Harei Rapapa, who the Amar, Sha'ani Hilchot Matzor, Ketive Bu Havaya. A second ago, Rabbi Papa was the one who answered us on Rav Sheshet that when it comes to Dine Metzora, there's a special din because the Pasuk said Tihyeh, Havaya, has to be the right order. So why is he trying to get involved here in the what comes first, the orders, to try to understand Reish Lakish's question on Mechusa's man? We know that Din Metzora is a special din, right? So the Gemara says, you're right. And Rabbi Papa Achik Kashile, what's Rabbi Papa's question? Eima Hani Mili Avoda. Let's say, right, that these, when we spoke about the Havaya, that the special din of the Metzora was ba'avoda. Only when it comes to actually doing the avoda. Aval shchita lav avoda hi. Shchita isn't avoda. Well, how do you know shchita is not avoda? Because Rashi says it's kosher bazar. A zar can do shchita. You with me, Josh? And let me explain to you, right? We go into like this, right? No, because this is a bit of background from Zlachim. We like this. In when you do a proper korban, right? So the korban, there's four stages, main stages in the korban. There's shchita, you shech the korban. Then you do kabbalah, you receive the blood in the kli. Then you do holacha, you take the blood to the mizbeach and you do zrika. Okay? Those are the main avodas. But korban, the zar himself who brings the korban, can do shchita. So if a zar can do shchita, then it's not actually one of the avodot, because avodah can be done by kohen. So if a zar can do shchita can't be avoda, right? So now, when Rav Papa said earlier on that there's this din of havaya, that a metzora has to be done in a particular order, that only applies to the avoda of a metzora. If shchita can be done by a zar, then shchita is one of the avodas, then avoda is not the part of the korban, not the part of the avoda. So Rav Papa spoke about avoda being done in the right order, shchita isn't to be done in the right order. So what was our problem over here? We shechted the chatan before we shechted the asham. Ah, maybe that's not havaya, because that's not avoda. So that doesn't have to be done in the right order. See, if it doesn't have to be right down in the right order, then we can apply Reish Lakish's approach of Ein Mechusas Man, Vobayom, you got it? So now the question applies. So Papa's back in the picture now with his question. That why does the Brayta tell us that if you did the Chatat before the Asham, you got to pass on the Chatat? Why? Say Ein Mechusas Man, Vobayom. And the Chatat was done, it was done, it doesn't matter. The Asham was done first, even though the Asham wasn't yet done, as if it's done. And if the Asham was as if it was done, and I did the Chatat after the Asham, because the Asham was as if it was done. You with me? Mm-hmm. That's a question. That's an Avoda, and then you got Havaya. So you got a problem. Then you got Havaya, because you got Avoda, right? That's why it wouldn't work. So it's not so stupid, it's very clever, right? Ve'i, so now he says, Avoda, Shchita of Avoda hi. And therefore, Ve'i ein mechusas man, lo v'boyom, yehe echad memares, b'dama, v'nikriv Hashem, v'hadam, nikriv chad, what's the big deal? Let the guy do the, right? And then do another chatat afterwards, but why pass all this one? He agrees that you'd have to bring another chatat. Just like when we saw the blood, right, with the, you have to fill it up, etc. But not pasu. Right, that's what he says. Ella amra papa, hainu taimed Reish Lakish. He says, it's not that Reish Lakish's reason is like Rav Ada Bar Ava wanted to tell us. says, what's Reish Lakish's Svara? Is not that Ein Mechusas Man Bo Bayom, because you can see all the implications we get out of hand. Reish Lakish's Svara is, the Kamar Reish Lakish, He'ir Mizrach Matir. What does it mean, He'ir Mizrach? When the sun rises. In other words, on the 16th of Nisan, the sun rises, that's already Matir the Ol, the Chadash. Ah, so why do I need a Korban? Because Torah said bring a Korban. But even before you brought the Korban, the rising of the sun, the day itself is Matir. Okay? The day itself is Matir. That helps us understand a lot, because let's say for today, you haven't got a Beit HaMikdash. So how do you eat? What's Matir Chadash? The day itself. Comes the 16th of Nisan. You can eat. Because the Ir Mizrach. Okay? Makes sense, right? Did they say anything about that, by the way? I just thought of it for a second. But is there anything?
Even when the
Beit Mikdash is? No, but I'm saying Beit Mikdash is there, but we've got a Korban Mincha Ta'omer. So you still got to bring the Mincha. But in a time when you can't bring a Mincha, so then we would say that we wouldn't need a Mincha because Ha'ir Mizrach. The Gemara doesn't say that you don't have to bring a Korban Mincha. It says you still got to bring a Korban Mincha. Our question is, how can Reish Lakish tell us that this Mincha can be brought on the Beit HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach? I mean, it's not edible. It's inedible. And we know there's a din that has to be edible to be brought. It is edible because they eat Mizrach. But you still don't bring the Korban Mincha. Right? So I'm saying that in a place, in a time where there isn't a Beit HaMikdash, we could rely on this Lechatchila. Maybe. Okay? That's okay. Let's go. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they both say, Afilu bezman, wait a second, no, I'm not such a chokham. Afilu bezman she Beit HaMikdash kayam, he'ir mizrach matir. Right? Even when the Beit HaMikdash is kayam, right? He'ir mizrach matir, look at the Shidu Mekubetzet there, dichtiv ad etzem, right? Ad etzem, ad velo ad bichlal. The words, ad etzem ayom is not including the day, it's like to the day. So it was on the day itself, it's already mutar. Right? Vahad Reish Lakish. So now the Gemara said, wait a second, this wasn't actually said beferush. Vahad Reish Lakish, not beferush itmar. He never said specifically, ele michlale itmar. It was understood through something else that he said. Ditna, we got a Mishnah. Right? Later on in this Masechet, of Samechet. Ein mevi in minchat bikurim u minchat behema kolin omer. You don't bring the Bikurim or the Behema before the Omer. Right? And we're speaking here specifically about the Minchat Nesachim. Remember we spoke about the Minchat Nesachim or the flower offerings that come with animal offerings that need to have wine libations. Remember that? That's the Minchat. We're talking about that Minchat, right? Right? Ve'im hevi pasu. Right? And kodim mishte alechem lo yavi. Before the Shtei Alechem, you write also on Shavuot, right? Lo Yavi, right? Ve'im Hevi Kasher. So we see, look at Rashi there. Kodem Shtei Alechem Lo Yavi, Daminam Betuat Kohanim, Korban Reshit, Shei Reshit Tokola Menachot, Uminayin after Bekut, Uminayin after Bekut, Uminayin after Bekut. So the Shtei Alechem have to be the first two. Ve'im Hevi Kasher, Tamei Fash Be'Yishmael, we'll see in a second, right? Ve'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Yish Lakish, Lo Shanu, this only applies when? That if you brought them on the 14th or the 15th of Nisan, that will be said there, the Minchat HaBikurim, the Minchat Behema, Kodim LaOmer, Im Hevi Pasu. That's only if you brought them on the 5th, 14th, and the 15th. If you brought them on the 16th, it's really kosher. Why? Alma Kesavar, He'ir HaMizrach Matir. Because you brought them on the 5th, on the 16th of the day, even before you brought the Minchat Omer, to be kosher. Why? Because the Ha'ir Mizrach is already Matir. So there we understand that Reish Lakish tells us that the Ha'ir Mizrach is Matir. Okay. That was the second opinion there in Cholek on Rav. Now we come to the third opinion with Minchat Omer. So we've got Rav who says Minchat Omer, if you brought it Lord Ishma, Pasul completely gone. Reish Lakish who says Minchat Omer, if you brought it Pasul, but nonetheless, you still bring it. Just the Shirea, you can't eat through another Minchat HaOmer in its place. Now, here's a massive chidush. Why do we need another Minchat HaOmer? I mean, a question, I'm just thinking about it now. Why, according to Reish Lakish, do you need another Minchat HaOmer? Why don't we just say Ha'ir HaMizrach Matir? Hey? You understand my question? Reish Lakish said, but so what? We don't need a Mincha. The Ha'ir HaMizrach was Matir. I'm not arguing you have to bring another Minchat HaOmer to be Makaya and the Mitzvah Minchat HaOmer. But why can't I eat the Shiraim until I brought the Minchat HaOmer? Already Ha'ir HaMizrach was Matir. The sun set, the sun rose, and it was Matir the Chadash. So now the Shiraim, just like I can bring the Korban, because the Kemitz itself was Mutar, because it's in theory edible, because Ha'ir HaMizrach, so too the Shiraim should be edible, because Ha'ir HaMizrach. You understand my question at least? I'm about to be a good question. Do you just understand it? I don't have an answer. Okay, let's carry on. All right.
Well, that's what Rav says.
Rav says all Asu. You mean Rava would agree? Well, I'll be honest with you. We're not going to get to the end of Rava today.
That must be his question, isn't it?
We haven't got to the end of Rava today, so I'm not sure exactly what this maskana is of Rava. But you want to say that Rava will tell us that it's all mutar because of Ha'ir HaMizrach?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not arguing. Good answer. Let's go. But why does Reish Lakish agree though? That's the question. My question is Reish Lakish. Was Reish Lakish the one that tells we the new one? Rava says we don't, but Reish Lakish says we do. Why does Reish Lakish say we do when Reish Lakish himself says that the kemitzah you can bring? It seems to be a stira in Reish Lakish. Okay, let's go. Verava Amar Minchat HaOmer shekam kematzah shlo lishma kesheira v'shireya ne'achelin v'ayna tzricha Minchat HaOmer acheret latira. But Rava doesn't say for the reasons of Ha'ir HaMizrach, by the way. Rava says it's completely mutar. You can bring the kemitzah. You can eat the shirayin. And not only that, you don't even need a new Minchat HaOmer. Why? He says because when it comes to Minchat HaOmer, listen to this. She'ein machshava mo'elet. Now when we say machshava mo'elet, we've seen this before, right? In Pigul. Machshava mo'elet means machshava doesn't help to make it pasul. In fact, look, the Shita Mekubetze, it says it there, right? In Ot Zay, right? He says the machshava poselet, she'ein machshava poselet, right? She'ein machshava mo'elet lifsol, ela b'mi she'ra'ui la'avoda. Can only pasul something which was ra'ui la'avoda, which you could do avoda with it. U'bedavar ha'ra'ui la'avoda, sorry, u'bemi she'ra'ui la'avoda, the person who was ra'ui la'avoda. U'bedavar ha'ra'ui la'avoda, and with something which was ra'ui la'avoda. U'bemakom ha'ra'ui la'avoda. Right, we'll explain in a second. You have to have three conditions for machshava to posel something. Right, because machshava, where do we see machshava is pasul in the normal case? Pigul. What's pigul? The kohen da shchita. And listen, Josh, here we got to our four avodas, listen to me. Remember we said the four avodas, right? The Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. Pigul is if I've got to do the Zrika in a certain time in the right place. If when I did the Shechita, I had Kavona that I'm going to do the Zrika of the blood on the wrong time in the wrong place, then that Korban is now Pasul, what's called Pigul, it's Asul. And it's only from Machshava. I didn't do anything, just had intention. Right? But the Machshava was done during avoda. With regards to avoda. So he says here that in order for machshava to puzzle something, has to be b'misha ra'u l'avoda, which would be like a kohen, u'b'davar ha'ra'u l'avoda, which for example, blood, u'b'makom ha'ra'u l'avoda, for example, the mizbeach. Now let's see what's going on over here, why it's different minchat ha'omer. B'misha ra'u l'avoda la'afuke kohen ba'amum, would exclude a kohen who's a ba'amum, right? Only a kosher kohen could have machshava to puzzle something. Ubedavar hara'u la'avoda, with something that is ra'u la'avoda. Look at Rashi there. Ubedavar kagon minchat chitin. Right? Minchat chitin is a flower offering. Right? You can do avoda with it because a minchat chitin you bring onto the mizbeach, and you've got the levona, and you've got the zayit, etc. He says Rashi, ava minchat ha'omer shel se'orim. But a barley offering of Minchat HaOmer, Eina ru'uya, ele le'avodah zo bilvad lahatir. This korban of the Minchat HaOmer is a barley offering. Remember we had in our list, we had that all the korbanot come from flour, except two korbanot that come from barley. Right? The one was the Minchat HaOmer, that was Minchat Kena'ot, I think. Right? Wasn't it? The Sota offering.
Yeah.
Yes. Minchat Omer, Minchat Sotah, Kana'ot. And therefore, this Minchat Omer can't be used for anything else. So it's not really Ra'ui La'avodah. Now Rashi is very particular, right? Rashi says it's not Ra'ui, not that it's not Ra'ui La'avodah at all, but it's not Ra'ui for any other Avodah. Okay, so Rashi sort of paraphrases that. So therefore, it's excluded from this condition. And says Rashi, V'lo mishum korban atya. It never came as a korban. Right? Because imishum minchat sote, lav ra'u yahi, de minchat sote kemach v'shel omel gerish. He goes even further. He says, because if you thought you were going to bring it as a minchat sote, a minchat kelim, which is also a minchat omel, a barley, it would be because the mincha sort of comes from flour of barley, and it turns out that the mincha of the omer comes from unground barley. So it really can be used for nothing else other than itself. You with me? Va'od, says Rashi, the lav avodahi, right? Even a sota offering is not really avoda, because what's its purpose? The levarer avon ka'atia. It's coming to work as a deciding korban. It's determining was a woman a sinner or not. It's part of the process of the sota. V'hai de pasle machshava b'minchat kenaot. And why would, he says Rashi, because Rashi could have a problem now, because it's a halacha which we don't know, but obviously exists, that a minchat sote kavona would pasul it, and if it doesn't, and we just said a second ago, that avod has to be ra'u la'avoda, and a minchat sote isn't avoda, it's levarer. So why is machshava pasulet there? Mishum drachmana kariyei chatat. The Torah calls a minchat sote a chatat. So it's got own detail of those. But a minchat omer is not avoda. Okay? It's not avoda. So we saw three conditions. It has to be ra'u kohen, which it is, let's say. But it has to be also ra'u la'avoda. This is not ra'u la'avoda. Right, see that the Gemara says the bright that the lo chazia the chirushu. This whole concept of minchat omer is a chirushu. That is not part of any of the dinim of a normal korban. And the third thing is of makom ra'ui la'avoda. It has to be in a place that lafuke nivgama mizbeach. If the mizbeach was damaged and it wasn't mizbeach, then machshav wouldn't post it on pigum as well. And also, but for our purposes, we're interested in ra'ui la'avoda. Okay. So that's Rava says that's why it is kosher. Then you know the tzricha, because the machshava doesn't pass it full stop. Okay, so now the Gemara slaps. Tad Rabbana. So you got it? So basically, we just bought Rava. So Rava was his own din altogether because not the avoda. So we got Rav, who says pasul completely. Rav Shlakish, who says pasul, but you bring it nonetheless, but you're another one to eat it. And Rav, who says it's kosher completely. Why? Because machshava doesn't pass the korban and mincha. Okay. Now we get into psukim ya. Wow. I thought I was doing so well. But now it's getting a little bit difficult. All right, let's try and run through this. We've got a pasuk, a brighter that comes in a kasha of a pasuk. Because the pasuk, it's like a term, Keshua Meir Min HaBakar. Now look at Rashi here for a second. We need to look at Rashi here, because Rashi fills us in everything that's missing over here. We've got a mishnah, the pasuk says there, Min HaBakar Lemata. De'im ola korbano min HaBakar. It brings a pasuk. If you brought your korban from Bakar, and Rashi says, Bakra de la El, in the previous pasuk, Darshinan mina baima, we learned really that mina baima, lotzi haroveva anirba. The pasuk they said, the previous pasuk, mina bakar, mina bahema, mina bakar, mina tzon. Right? And we learned that there were three mi'utim. What did it mean, mina bahema? It has to be an animal not where there was bestiality done with it. Mina bakar has to be an animal that was not nevad, and do not have an azor to it. Uminatzon lotzi muktze, which you hadn't set aside to do avodah zorah. Remember this pasuk we learned this on plenty of times, right? And then keshuomer mina bakar lemata. So now the second time it says mina bakar in our pasuk vayikra aleph bet, because in vayikra aleph. There used to be a chumash here. Where's the chumash? Okay, forget it. The previous pasuk spoke about abakar mina tzon mina behema. Now we've got again telling us over here mina behema mina bakar. So why do we need it again? So the Gemara says like this. Look back in the Gemara. Talmud lomar mina kalamata she'ain talmud lomar. The only purpose is telling us that is lahotzi et ha-traifa. It tells us that a traifa can't be a korban. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why do we need a pasuk to tell us that a traifa can't be a korban? Ba'lo adinu, we got a kavachomer. Ma ba'al mum shemoteret lehedyot, a ba'al mum, right? A hedyot can eat a ba'al mum. You can eat it, it's not traif. You can eat it. It's kosher. Just can't bring it as a korban. Nonetheless, asura la gavoa, you can't bring it as a korban. Traifa asura la hedyot, a traifa, that even a hedyot can't eat. It's asur. You can't kill it. You can't eat a hedyot. I mean, obviously you can't eat a hedyot. A hedyot can't eat a traifa as food. Ain din shasura la gavoa. It's a kavachomer. If a mum, which is asur to the Beit HaMikdash, an individual can eat, then a traifa, which an individual can't eat, definitely coming as mutar to Beit HaMikdash. With me? What did a pasuk for? Shmuel says, no. You'll see now in a second that we do need a pasuk because this kal vachomer doesn't always work. There are certain things which, even though they're asur to a hedyot, are mutar to the Beit HaMikdash. For example, chaylev v'dam yochichu. Right? Chaylev and dam. She'asur in the hedyot, a human being, it's asur to eat dam, and the chaylev is also asur. Remember, the chaylev is that, like, part of the fat that which we can't eat, right? Umutarin gavoa, but you can burn it on the, you put blood on the mizbech. You put chaylev on the mizbech. So here's an example. You can't learn the kavachomer. If we just rely on the kavachomer, we'd take chaylev and dam, disclude the kavachomer. We might think that treifa could also be a korban, right? So the Lord says, how can you compare? Ma'ala chaylev and dam. Chaylev and dam, shechein ba'in michlal heter. They come there because the animal itself was a mutar animal. The animal from the Chachila was a mutar animal, and we brought the chaylev, we brought the blood. Tomar, you're going to tell me, treifa, shekula, asura? A treifa is asur bichlal. How can you even think you bring a treifa onto the Beit HaMikdash? Clear? So we don't get the argument. So Gemara says, you know what? I'll tell you, prove you again. Okay, you bounce. I'll give you another example. Melika, Torah Yochiach. I'll prove you a Melika. Why? Because Melika, shekula isur va'asura lehedyot. If you shech the bird with your fingernail, it's an asur bird completely like a treifa. And a hedyot can't eat it. But mutal gavoa. So yeah, you can't give me the answer now. A second ago, that it's kula treifa. But the second you kill a bird with your finger, it's kula treifa. But then we bring it on the mizbeach. He says, no. Still not the same. Why? Because ma'ale melika, shechein kedushata osarta. Says the melika is a special thing. What happens? As you makdish the bird, right? What happens inside the Beit HaMikdash? The melika is makdish the bird. That is what is osirat to a hedyot. Right? So it's almost like a hafuch al hafuch sort of situation. The melika is what causes the kedusha. And that melika is the same melika which causes the issue. So, enachinami, it's asur, but it's the melika does the hegdish, right? You can look, even though the brackets here, the Meshul HaShas takes us out, right? He takes it out, he's mochek. The Ot Yud that you see, he says that the Rashak is mochek there, but it's still worth reading it. Look here. He says, B'sha'at kedushata lamizbeach. The bird was a kosher bird a second ago. If I wouldn't have done a lika, as opposed to a treifa, I would have shechted it normally outside. It's a good bird, right? What made it bad is the malika. But that malika, look here, b'sha'at kedushata lamizbeach, he ne'eshar lahedyot. Before the bird was done with Malika, it was a good bird. So you can't bring me that answer, right? So that's why it wouldn't work. So that's why he says Malika isn't a good answer either. Malika also wouldn't help us. We might have thought that Malika would doche the Kavachomer. No, we still did the Kavachomer. Right? Ma she'en kein betreifa, she'en kedushata asurta. So now, basically in summary, the Gemara says like this, we seem to have asked a lot of kashyas on the Kavachomer, but we were actually doche them all. So it seems that the Kavachomer actually still works, right? Why do we need the pasuk? We've got a good Kavachomer. So the Gemara says the craziest thing. We've upheld the Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ve'im heishavta, if you've asked, since you've asked so many good kashyas on the Kavachomer, keshehu omer min habakar lemata, rely back on the pasuk. But the Gemara said, what do you mean? Where did you ask good kashyas on the Kavachomer? You asked two good kashyas. You asked about treifa. You asked three good kashyas. You said the first kashya was chaylev and dam. We explained to you why it doesn't work. Then you asked about Malika. He said, it doesn't work. What were there three or two kashyas? No, we said Chalev and Dam, and we refuted that. We said Malika, we refuted that. Right? So you haven't refuted Makam HaChomer. So what do you mean, Ve'im HeShavata? What do you mean, Ma'im HeShavata? You didn't refute Makam HaChomer. Makam HaChomer is still good. So the question is, Amar Rav, Rav tells us, what did we mean Ve'im HeShavata? Not because what we did refute, but what we can refute. Mishum De'ikel Le'meima. Because we can bring you another refutation which will refute the Makam HaChomer. And that's how it joins up with our sugya. What is that refutation? Minchata Omer Tochiach. Minchata Omer will prove to you that we need the pasuk to be korelana kavachomer. Why? She asura lehedyot. Minchata Omer is asur lehedyot umuteret legavoa. Why is it asur lehedyot? The minchata Omer. Why is it asur lehedyot? Because we haven't yet brought the Omer. And it's Chadash. Right? It's Chadash. So a Hedyot can't eat it, but yet we stick it on the Mizbeach. And we learned earlier in our Sugya that to put something on the Mizbeach, it has to be edible. And it's inedible, and yet it's good for the Mizbeach. So it's a classic case of Asur the Hedyot, Ra'u the Mizbeach. So therefore, how can you write your Kal V'Chomer? Because yeah, the Minchat Omer would doche, would mafrich the Kal V'Chomer. You with me? So we need the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, no, that's not good. Ma'a leminchat ha'omer, shechein materet chadash. The minchat ha'omer is a matir, it's an enabler to matir chadash. So therefore, it's not a good example. So the Gemara says, okay, then I'll bring you another one. What about when I bring the minchat ha'omer on the Pesach of Shvit, Shmita? So I can't eat anything. There's nothing with the matir. It's all asher to eat. I can't eat that food. Right? Let's look at the Meshitta Mekubetzet here. Of Yud Bet. Ot Yud Bet. Meshitta Mekubetzet. Beshvit. Omer shel shnat shvit yochiach. She'ein chadash. Ve'ein matir klum. Doesn't matter anything. Va'asur lehedyon mutar legavoa. And yet we can do it. So he says, no, even shvit nami shekain materet svichin bashvit. The svichin that are growing wildly in the fields. You aren't allowed to cultivate your own foods. Right? But what's growing wildly in the fields, you know, there's a certain time cut on everything that grows. You know the shvit, you're hanging there now. Right? So it does work. It matir svichin. So it's still a matir, so it's not a good example. So he says, no. I'll tell you, halocha is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Right, we get like Rabbi Akiva. He says the amas svichim asurim b'shvit. He says svichim asur. You can't eat the svichim after a certain time. So the minchat omer isn't matir anything. So minchat omer doesn't matir anything. So now what are you gonna tell me? Because according to now minchat omer, we want to say minchat omer isn't a good example. Because minchat omer is a matir. So I've just proven to you now that in the case of shvit, according to Rabbi Akiva, minchat omer isn't even a matir, and as yet it's asur lehedyot mutar legavoa. Right. So I call around the Kal V'Chomer, I need the Pasuk. You with me? So Amalei Rav Acher Bar Ava. The Shit Chaz Rav Acher Bar Ada. This is not Rav Ada. This is another one. This is an Ada one. This is Rav Acher. Right? He says Rav Acher Bar Rav Ava, Rav Ashi. Rabbi Akiva Nami Lifroch. No, even Rabbi Akiva, I won't accept that. We can bounce out Rabbi Akiva as well and prove to you that we can rely on the Kal V'Chomer and we don't need a Pasuk. Ma leminchat haomer sheken materet b'shvi'it chadash b'chutz la'aretz. Shvi'it, the minchat haomer still works. Even if you tell me that Rabbi Akiva will tell us that in Eretz Yisrael you call it mitzvichim and therefore there's no matir even on shvi'it, it's matir for chutz la'aretz. Right? Now the Gemara is like this. V'afil leman da amar chadash b'chul lav doraita. Right? He says, even if you'll tell me that you don't need a chadash, a minchat omer chutzas, why? Because chadash chutzas is not doraita. So I need a korban to minchat omer. Shechein ba'a lahatir lav shebetocha. Look at Rashi over here. I know we're running out of time here, but yeah, look at Achalash Bechul Lav Doraita. You got that Rashi there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, while it's still thin lines up in the Rashi at the very big at the bottom. See, Masechet Kiddushin, we learned this, right? Velo chashiv leheter afilu hachi yesh barabute. He says, even if you tell me that it doesn't need it, because there's no chidush, because it's not a doraita, there's still a rivuta here. There's still an extra halacha here. What is that? The materet lav shebetocha. What is the lav shebetocha? Lav de lechem vekali vekarmel lo tochelu. You aren't going to eat any of these things, right? In the mincha itself. Shebetoch mincha atzma materet. Afilu Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva will tell me that I need the mincha ta'omer to matir the mincha ta'omer itself. With me? She'im nechlu shiraim. Because now if it's in the Shemitah year, what's happening now? There are two problems in the Shemitah year. I'm asur to eat the stuff from the Shemitah if it was harvested in a way it's asur. And I'm also asur to eat shiraim before I bring a korban. So at least the korban, by bringing the mincha, takes one of these surim out. Look at Rashi. Lo yavor ha'ochlin mishum chadash, el mishum shvi'it. Right, so now he brings Rashi at Tomar, but Treifa, Sha'ilu Materit Klum, Velamadikra. Right, so he says over here, you can't use Minchata Omer, because you can't dispute Minchata Omer, because even according to there, we still need the Kal Vachomer, because the Kal Vachomer would tell us, right, that we can still rely on the Kal Vachomer, because the Kal Vachomer says the Kol Shekain. Now with the Kol Shekain, I can learn my Kal Vachomer. My Kal Vachomer is Minchata Omer, which is Materet, even on a Shvi'it. Betocha, a Treifa, it doesn't matter anything, so a Treifa, right, a Treifa, you might be able to think. Now myself. Because Rabbi Kiva said that's not matir anything, and therefore it turned out according to Rabbi Akiva what? That, right? Rabbi Akiva, we need the pasuk because the Kal Vachomer would be mafrich. He says, no, the Kal Vachomer would be mafrich. We could still learn from Minchata Omer, right? But the Minchata Omer, which is... You understand my difficulty here? Stop recording. Okay, so now just look again. So basically we said like this. We said the why do we read a Pasuk? We got the Kal Vachomer. If we brought examples that we can actually chuck out the Kal Vachomer. You must say we can't chuck out the Kal Vachomer. The Rebbe Akiva said that we can't chuck out the Kal Vachomer because... Because you've got a proof that the Kal Vachomer wouldn't necessarily work. Because Shmita doesn't matter anything. The Minchat Omer, the Shmita doesn't matter anything. And therefore we would think that the Minchat Omer, which doesn't matter anything, is an exception to the Kal Vachomer. And we would say that it is something which is asur to the Hedyot and mutar to the Mizbeach. So therefore the Kal Vachomer wouldn't work. So not everything that's asur to the Hedyot is automatically asur to the Beit HaMikdash. Right. So therefore we need the Pasuk. So comes to Rav Acher Bar Abba and says, no, I can disprove Rabbi Akiva that Minchat Omer does matir something. It matirs itself. So therefore, we've disproved the Kal Vachomer. Right? So if we've disproved the Kal Vachomer, we do need the Pasuk. Right? So that's right. So we've disproved the Kal Vachomer because the Kal Vachomer, we can't, there isn't a Kal Vachomer any longer, and therefore we do need the Pasuk. So I'm going to have Acher Bedivta Ravina. Right, so now Rav Acher Bedivta says Ravina, he says like this. Just look at the Rashi. We need to look at the Rashi here. Amar Rav Acher Dilma lahachi itchikra. He says, no, you know what? We need the pasuk for something else. Sal kedata, I mean, what would you have thought? Treifa nami tekarev kemincha omer laftir lav shebetocha. You told me a second ago, what is the minchata omer doing? The minchata omer allows the omer itself to be eaten. Right? So maybe Treifa is asu lehedyot, but maybe you, on the contrary, you can bring a Treifa on the Beit HaMikdash and the kriva of the Treifa is matir the Treifa. Just like the kriva of the omer is mati the omer. The omer was asur a second ago lehedyot. A treifa also asur to a hedyot. Ah, the kriva itself is mati the treifa. You with me? That's what Rashi says, right? Sha ochla lo yavor mishum treifa lo tochal. Now, if you did kriva, then you saw you mati the treifa. You de treifa the treifa by bringing it into the mizbeach. Like you de treif, so to speak, the chadash by bringing it as a mincha ta'omer. Maybe that's the whole din over here, right? So he says, like this. He says, "Iyachi." He says, "One second." He says, "Amar Rav Achmed Yivra Bina." Treifa nami takriv v'tatir lav shabatochah, and you can now mati the lav. So he says like this. He says no. In a parichach, this is how you can argue on that, because once we've said that this treifa, this whole notion that the omer is mati lav shabatochah, so then we go to the lav of the treifa also mati shabatochah, and then we're saying right that the kavachomer is mafrich, then we say we need the pasuk. So he says no, we can just prove that. And it will come again. Then why do the pasuk? Ma'ale mincha ta'omer shechein mitzvata b'chach. As opposed to a treifa, is there no mitzvah in the treifa bringing it? But mincha ta'omer, you have to do it that way. The only way you can bring the mincha ta'omer is bringing something which was asur lehedyot onto his back. Otherwise, it isn't such a thing as a mitzvah of an omer. That is the omer, right? He's bringing something which is chadash onto the omer. Right? So the Gemara says now. Rish Lakish says no. Right, that we need the pasuk. We call it chashir. So it's Amar Mishum Deikre Amar Metapeim Aketoret Yochiach. He says, you know what? I'll show you. We need the pasuk, and we're gonna. Now that you're carrying on now, and we can just prove. I'm just trying to think. What's tomorrow like? I think we should stop over here. You know what? I'm stopping over here. We'll carry on tomorrow.